getting there turned out to be no can of cookies. Piece of cookie. Can of worms. Piece of cake, shall we say, because the machine shed was full of junk. Not just the tools and bolt bins and welding equipment you'd expect to find in a machine shed, but also stuff you'd never expect to find. A table lamp, a stack of dishes, Alfred's old high chair, Loper's canvas-covered canoe, and 537 old paint cans that had been there since Sally Mae had painted the house. Fellers, I sure felt bad about blasting a hole through all those treasures. But with two cannibals hot on my trail, I did it anyway, and we're talking about a lot of crashing and banging. At last, we reached the northwest corner, as far from the door as we could get, and took cover under something. What was that thing? An old coffee table, I suppose, with just enough room for me and Drover to squeeze ourselves underneath. Then and only then did I dare to catch a breath and whisper, "I think we're safe. It's so dark back here, those guys will never..." It was then that my ears picked up a sound of sniffing. A lot of sniffing. And it seemed to be coming in our direction. "Drover, do you hear something?"
"Yeah, sniffing. And it's not me."
"Right. And it's not me either. I have a hunch that it's the coyotes."
"I was afraid of that. I guess we shouldn't have played the ha-ha game."
"I agree. It's a powerful technique, and it was foolish of us to mess around with it. Now we've stepped into our own truck."
"What?"
"I said we've stepped into our own trap. For you see, Drivel,
my name's Drover."
"I know your name, Driver, but I'm so nervous I can hardly talk. For you see, we can't depend on darkness to hide us. Those coyotes aren't using their eyes. They're following their keen sense of smell, and it's only a matter of time..." The silence was ripped by the sound of Snort's voice.
"Ah! Lost trail of dummy dogs. Now everything smells like paint."
Did you hear that? What a stroke of luck! The brothers had followed our scent right up to the 537 half-empty cans of paint, and I had thought of that all along, and no kidding, losing our scent around the paint cans. I mean, it had been an obvious ploy, and it had worked like a... But all at once, I began picking up a new sound. Clacking. I lifted my ears and swiveled them around. The sound was close. It was coming from... Drover, for crying out loud, will you stop clacking your teeth?
"I can't help it. I'm so scared.